I invite the children to come forward now. Come on up. Don't dilly-dally. We got things to do this morning. There's our first one up, Oliver and Levi. All right, come on up, Lucas. All right, you gonna sit up here? Good enough. This morning, I'd like to talk to you very briefly. We talked to children's opening time upstairs about this, about pastors, and that we've had many pastors in our church, and we're thankful for all the pastors we have. I was trying to remember today, since Bethany, we used to be two churches, and they came together to form this one Albany Mennonite Church. And I was trying to think, who's been our pastor since that time? We started with someone, they call them an interim pastor. It's kind of an in-between. And his name was Dan Raywalt. I think he may have been first. My turn. And after that, we had a Matt Friesen, and his family came and went here for a while. And I think that Dave Stutzman was our interim between there. And sometimes pastors take little vacations for a few months, so Shirley Showalter was our pastor. And then we had Pastor Megan. Some of you, older ones, remember Pastor Megan. Some of you weren't here. And Leo Hartshorn helped out while she was on a vacation. And who? Was Lynn Miller... very first. I didn't know if he had, as soon as the transfer. So Lynn Miller was very first. He had been the pastor of the former Albany Mennonite Church. And then Megan left, and Gary, you guys should remember Gary. He wasn't that long ago. But Gary was our interim pastor between pastors for a whole 2 years. And now Pastor Peter has just started up. So I need your help, because I would like the congregation, that's these people, to help us remember a little bit. We're going to just go to Megan and Gary, since they were our most recent. And I put questions up there, and they've been thinking about this. So what I need is I need some reporters. I probably need another microphone, too, if somebody wants to bring that up. And I need a camera person. Doing anything with these, I just need a job for children. All right. Camera, video. Okay, I need a video person. Video person, okay. When the time comes, you just push the red button, you do the recording. If you'd like to give that, we'll start with Emma out there, and you guys will get turns as well. So I need you two to go out there. We're going to talk about Gary and Megan first, and I have some questions up here, and if you've got a few sentences to share with one of these questions, please raise your hand and let the reporters know. Make sure you get it all on film. Would any of you guys like to go help? Who wants a microphone? You want to go out? You want to go be his helper, Oliver? Maybe somebody will give
you a call. I remember Megan gave me a new appreciation for the Old Testament.
Well, I was born and raised Catholic, and I've never been to a Mennonite church, and Pastor Gary welcomed me with open arms, and I always remember that.
Pastor Gary was an ideal pastor to older people. He really made a point of connecting with us on a continual basis, and I could call him anytime when I had a problem that I needed help with.
Both Pastor Megan and Pastor Gary showed us really different points of view on how the community is.
Well, Megan gets my kudos for brains, and Pastor Gary for reconciliation.
Pastor Megan's ability to storytell and bring the Bible to light in a brand new way.
Pastor Megan happened to share a bunch of awesome movies with us, as well as her and Caesar would often watch movies with us.
I think both pastors brought my heart and my mind together closer to God.
Okay. Does anybody want to be our reporter, Scobie? Would you do that for me? Another mic. Lucas, you want to do one of these microphones, take them to people?
No.
No? How about you, Nolan?
I can do it again.
You want to do it, Nolan? It's not that hard. Okay, switch the screen. Let me have a microphone quick here. This time we'd like to think forward to Pastor Peter, and we'd sort of like to know, how did the congregation discern that maybe this guy might be a good fit for our congregation? I could see God calling him here, or a word of encouragement. So, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and find some people.
I feel excited about, in the story of AMC, Pastor Peter coming to help us take a faithful step into something that might be uncomfortable, because he's good at listening, but he's also good at pushing forward.
I knew there was something in them being called when we were talking to Peter on the Friday night at dinner, and he mentioned the bus story from Shanda. Right. And are you going to tell the good line?
The
next stop.
I will. Yeah.
And Peter's going to finish it.
I like the way Peter dresses.
I'm really excited to get to know him because he's young, he has new ideas, and his family. I love looking at their pictures on Facebook and seeing their cute little pumpkin patch. But I'm excited to get to know him, and I think he's going to be wonderful here.
Okay, so I was raised Catholic, and I came here, and I first met Pastor Peter. And he's helped me so much on my journey. We talk back and forth about the Mennonite religion and the Amish religion. And I like the fact that he's got a background with school and also drama and stuff like that. I think he's just a really great person, and I don't know, I just get this feeling when I see him, just like a humbling feeling. So, yeah.
Being on the pastoral search team, things that drew me to Peter was his extensive work and writings that he did for young adults and the future of the church within the Mennonite church. And I loved his sense of humor and thought that that would be a good fit for our congregation. And it helped that I really liked his wife, Shanda, and their kids. but there were just so many things that felt like God led him here and led us to him throughout the whole process. So I'm encouraged and excited and happy to see where this may lead.
Now, being a teenager, I didn't have a huge pick or opinion on him being pastor. But I can say that from past experiences with Megan and Gary and learning new things, I can tell that I'm partly excited to see what else he can bring to our congregation that Gary and Megan may not have before.
I also think his accent is pretty cool.
All right. If you want to bring that back up here, I know there's some people that may have got left out, but as someone who was on the search committee as well, One thing that I heard people talk about Peter, the people we talked to that knew him, is that, and Jill brought this up, Lucas and Nolan, come on over here, that he's a very good listener, and that if you go into a meeting or some other thing with Peter, you will be you will be heard. You will felt that somebody was listening to you and heard you. And that's something really important, I think, for a leader, because you think a leader should be telling everyone else what to do. But I hear that Peter is a very good listener and will hear what you have to say. And I think that's a quality that I really appreciate about him. Now, we're going to do a little reading up on the board. If you want to turn around over here, and if you can read, you can help out with the people part, okay? God called Abraham and Sarah to step out in faith. We remember those who you called to take a step of faith to lead Albany Mennonite Church. We remember Matt, Megan, and Gary, who guided us along our way. Thank you, God, for their leadership. As we move into the future, God is already there ahead of us. Peter and his family have taken a step of faith to come to Albany Mennonite. Thank you, God, for guiding Peter on this journey. You have called us together as we follow your leading. Bless us that we may be a blessing to all we encounter on this journey. Thank you all for helping me during this time. You may go back to your seats now.
It is a wonderful joy to be here on this special day for Albany Mennonite Church and for Peter and for his family. In Ephesians 3, it says that Christ himself gave apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I do believe, as I work with congregations across our conference, that pastors are a gift that God gives. God gives the pastor as a gift to the congregation, as well as giving gifts to the pastor to help them do that work. And so I'm glad to celebrate with you today the gift that God is giving Albany Mennonite Church through Peter Epp and his ministry. I would like to invite Linda Dibble, who is the chair of the congregation and the elder for discernment? On the leadership team, yes. Anyway, I'd like to invite her to come up to represent the congregation here. And Peter, if you would come up as well. Sisters and brothers, we have gathered today in the presence of God and this assembly to install Peter Epp as pastor of this congregation. Who presents Peter for installation?
We, the congregation, the leadership team, the search committee, all together affirm and present Peter for installation.
Believing that you have been guided by the Spirit of God and hearing the things that you all just shared, you have called Peter to be your minister. Do you as a congregation commend him to this ministry and promise to uphold him in it? If so, say, we will.
We will.
And I didn't have the mic before, Peter, but I was thinking about the things that I heard about and read about you. And Peter's references repeatedly use the words passion and love to describe Peter, that Peter was someone who loved the word and loved words, who loved God, who loved the church, and who loved people. And I pray that that is the gift and blessing that you will bring and be to this congregation. Do you hold to the promises you made at your baptism?
I do.
Do you believe that this calling and your acceptance of it are in response to the leading of the Holy Spirit?
I do.
Will you seek to be faithful in prayer, in setting forth the scriptures, and in seeking the good of this congregation?
I will.
Will you seek to live honestly, openly, and justly with your brothers and sisters in this congregation?
I will.
Will you respect and be guided by the beliefs and practices of the Mennonite Church and the work of this congregation and conference?
I will.
Sisters and brothers, you have heard Peter's commitment to ministry in this congregation. Do you receive him as your minister, and will you live openly, honestly, and justly with Peter? If so, say, we will. The leadership team of Albany Mennonite Church has requested licensing for Peter as part of his journey into pastoral ministry. And the pastoral leadership team of the Pacific Northwest Mennonite Conference has accepted that recommendation and begun the process of working with Peter toward that end. He's been assigned a mentor. Rod Stafford from Portland Mennonite Church will serve as his mentor. And we will meet to interview with him probably early in January. And we look forward to that part of your journey as well toward ordination as a pastor in our conference. Shanda, we are installing Peter, and the role of pastor spouse has changed from assuming that you're a pastor too, to assuming that your role is to be supportive and loving with your spouse in all of your ministry. So would you mind coming and standing with Peter as we pray for you? I was recently with a congregation, and they were asking, well, does the spouse support the pastor's ministry? And I said, the pastor is the one who can tell us that. So may in your family be a support to you, because it is something that affects your whole family as you minister together. Would you join me in praying for Peter, your congregation, and his family? O God, you call your people to service in the church. Bless the covenant that is made today between Peter and the Albany Mennonite Church. We thank you for the calling to ministry that comes to each of us, and on this day especially for the calling to pastoral ministry and the gift you give to congregations of pastors to guide us all into growing in the knowledge of God, to unity, to the works of ministry, to be your hands and feet in the world. Be a source of strength to Peter and to Shanda. Endow Peter with the gifts of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Be with his family to strengthen them that they may rejoice in this calling and feel it not a burden and a stress, but a blessing to be in it with him. And bind us together now as the church in the bond of your peace. May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the shepherd of the sheep, make us complete in every good thing. And may Peter, may you do God's will, working among us that which is pleasing in God's sight. Through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever, in the church and in the world. Amen. Thank you. You're a yes. Wait, 1 second. You are officially installed, and I'll give you this little card that says you're a minister in the conference.
Nice.
Once you get licensed and ordained, we add dates and stuff to that, but if you need to have validated parking at a hospital, that can help you out.